Hello, and welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Brain Lady Julie, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. As you may have figured out, I am not Julie Brain Lady Anderson, but Kelly Cooper, the pinky to Julie's brain, and I'm here to introduce you to an encore performance of Brain Lady Speaks all the way back from yesteryear of 2019, if you can remember all the way back then. This is a great show on spring cleaning your brain. Some amazing advice and tips from the Brain Lady to help you spring into spring or summer. I thought that was going to be clever. It didn't come out so well. Anyways, forgive the audio. This was 5 years ago, and we have definitely improved our recording technology. Still great. Amazing advice, still a very enjoyable show, still our amazing Brain Lady. So here you go. Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am very, very happy to be with you this beautiful, beautiful spring morning for a really cool topic. It is spring clean your brain time. That's right, your brain. You may not have ever thought about doing a spring cleaning on your brain, but really all of the same principles that apply to doing your spring cleaning in your home, in your car, in your garage, whatever that may be, applies to spring cleaning your brain. Right? And I got the idea for doing this particular topic. I was going to do something else. And I was like, you know what? I think this would be a really cool topic to do. And the reason why this popped into my head is because over the last weekend, that's what I did. I got the spring cleaning bug. I was like, my closet was just a mess. I was sick and tired of the, the clutter in there. So I went through and I put together, I think there's 8 bags maybe, full of clothes and shoes, and I've got a bunch of purses laying on the floor. Ladies, you know me and purses, you know, women and purses, guys probably even understand that, right? Shoes and purses for women. And I just had some that, you know, I hadn't been using in a while, just weren't in style anymore, whatever the case was. And I put it all into these bags, and these bags are getting, they're out on the deck, getting ready to get loaded in the car for me to take to Goodwill, to this, you know, to just drop off and donate the ones that were worth donating, right? Getting ready to go out and be gone and out of my closet, out of my life. And it feels so good, right? When you do that, guys, when you clean out your garage and you have all your tools at least semi-organized. So, hey, guess what? You can find them. What a concept, right? Or, you know, your clothes, your kitchen, maybe you're getting rid of old furniture. There's just something about this time of year that makes us want to do this. It makes us want to just spring clean and get out clutter. And of course, right now you've got some very popular programs on decluttering, and there is a huge neuroscience to just getting the clutter out of your life. Not being stressed out when you're walking into a room or into a closet or into a garage or whatever that is, because there's just too much stuff. There's just too much stuff, or there's too much stuff to do. And since there's too much stuff to do, sometimes your brain just gets overwhelmed and your brain's looking at these piles of messes and you're going, oh my goodness, I can't do this, right? We'll do another show with an organizer in the future about how to get through all of that emotional attachment to things. And we've done one in the past, but it's a topic that we could swing back around and do. But right now, today, we're going to be talking about doing that same thing, doing that spring cleaning to your brain, in your brain. Have you ever thought about doing that? Have you ever thought about clearing out the clutter in your headspace? So I want you to think about it. I want you to think for just a real quick minute, what is that clutter like, right? What is it that is in your brain that might be actually preventing you from moving forward? Have you kind of allowed negative thinking to come into your head over the last year? has it kind of like creeped in on you so slowly that you don't even notice those little, you know, dusty parts or cobweb parts or parts in your brain where you've been piling things, right? Piling negative thinking. And it's just kind of, it's kind of eroded away on your positivity, right? How positive are you? I actually have a really cool, really fun little, quick little, I don't know what you'd call it, little test, little survey, little quiz. That's the word I was looking for. A little quiz called How Positive Are You? And there's a little bit of sarcasm in there. You'll see a little bit of my sarcastic self kind of shine through. But go to, if you want to take that, go to yourbestmindonline.com and you'll get a pop-up. And that pop-up will, you know, ask you if you want to take quizzes. And it is one of the quizzes that you can take, one of the three quizzes that you can take there on the site. And it's really a lot of fun. It's just, like I said, it's done with some sarcasm and some ha-ha humor. But the base of it is really will stop you and get you to think where you're at on this positivity scale, where your thinking is at. And this is what you really want to do periodically in your life, because negativity can creep up. Brain clutter can keep up. It's really, there's so many comparisons, straight across comparisons that you can do with the clutter in your house or on your property or in your garage or in your closet, right? It starts out little. It starts out with, oh, I'm in a really big hurry, so I'm not going to hang this up right now. I'm going to throw it over. I've got a little chair in my closet. I've got a walk-in closet, right? And I've got this little chair sitting there. And this is, you know, so I can sit and put my shoes on or whatever. And often there are times when I will walk into the closet. I'm in a hurry. And I just throw the clothes over the chair and I walk out. And it's amazing how quickly that chair winds up getting covered with clothes before I actually hang them up. Or it's laundry day, right? And I've got some permanent press clothes, or I've got some clothes that go on hangers, and I take them in there and I throw them over the chair. Or scarves. Anybody who knows me and has seen me in person, I have an old neck injury, old war wound, you know, old neck injury that I got many, many years ago. And what it did is it did some soft tissue damage, and eventually over years, the neck, you know, we have scar tissue in there. At any rate, I have to keep my neck warm. If I don't keep my neck warm, the muscle seizes up. That muscle then causes, that seize, that tension, then causes me headaches. So you will see that Julie Anderson, probably 9 months out of the year, right? If it's chilly at all, I have to keep my neck wrapped up. So I tell you this because scars are a thing for me too, right? So I will sometimes just throw my scarf, instead of folding the ones that I fold or hang up the ones that I hang up, over that chair. And then I walk in one morning and it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There's tons of scarves and clothes and things laying on this chair that need to be addressed. But now it's a bigger mess. So it's a little bit more challenging. And I really don't have the time for the challenge, right? Don't we do this with stuff in our lives? We do it with things. We might have something in our house that breaks down a little bit, you know, that breaks a piece of furniture or whatever, that's kind of creaky and it needs to be replaced. And so you go buy a new one, but you don't necessarily get rid of the old one. It sits out on the deck. I don't know what your clutter is. I'm just telling you what some of our clutter is here in the Anderson household. And it creeps up on you. All of a sudden, one day you stop, you turn around, you look, and here are these piles, right? Or spring hits in your garden and all of a sudden, bam, you turn around and it seems like overnight the flower bed is full of weeds. It doesn't literally happen overnight. We know this, but it appears to have happened overnight. And all of a sudden you notice it, and sometimes you can become overwhelmed. But at any rate, you wind up going, okay, I got to get rid of this clutter. And when you do, it felt so good Monday morning. I sent a video to our sort of daughter, who lives in, she's a very, very close friend of the family. So we call her daughter all the time. She calls up us her second mom and dad. Anyways, I sent her a video on Monday and I was so excited. I had to show her my closet. I'm like, look at my closet. Look at these bags that I'm sending, you know, that I'm getting rid of. I feel so good. It really feels great when you can clean up something, you can stand back and you can look at a project well done. Well, guess what, people? The brain is no different. It's no different. Like I said, maybe over the last years, you've gotten some of this brain clutter building up. Maybe you've had some of these negative thoughts that are kind of building, like those clothes on the chair in my closet. It's just one negative thought on top of another negative thought on top of another negative thought. And they just kind of grow until all of a sudden you've got this big pile that is really affecting everything in your life. Just like that big pile of clothes or scarves are sitting on the chair, there's going to be items of clothing that I use that maybe I can't find because it's in that stack. Your brain, if it gets too cluttered, you may have difficulty accessing logical thinking. Your problem-solving ability, if your brain is overwhelmed, if your brain is too cluttered with negativity, then you're thinking more with your emotional brain and not your thinking brain. So you're not able to access and do that problem-solving as efficiently as you used to do, or as you do when you are in your right mind, meaning correct mind, not right hemisphere. Think about it. What's going on? What's going on in your life? Is it time for you to do spring cleaning? And really, I think this is something that you should do at the beginning of every quarter of the year. Do a little spruce up, a little clean up of your brain, a little check. So how do you do this? All right, how do you do this? First off, do that check-in. This means you're going to have to do some mindful meditation. You're going to have to set aside 10 or 15 minutes. It's not going to take you a long time. It may not even take you a minute to go, oh yeah, I am a little bit more negative. I do need some spring cleaning in my brain. So sit down with a journal, take a few minutes, quiet all of the white noise in your life. Find that peaceful spot. If you're like us and you've got this beautiful spring weather, go sit in a gorgeous place outside. Because this is going to clear your head. It literally, the clean, fresh oxygen is going to help you think. Take some deep breaths. Do some mindful meditation and think to yourself, what is your current state of mind? Literally write things down on a piece of paper or your journal, whatever that is. Go take that fun little positivity quiz that I told you about on Your Best Mind Online. And I'll edit I don't have a direct link. Right now, I should have put it in my show page. I'll edit that and put it in the direct links or give you a direct link after the show goes, after I post the show. But, you know, think about how positive are you? Just write down some of the first words that pop into your head, right? And then start kind of separating them into two columns, into two categories. One's positive and one's negative. Do you have things in your negative column? Are there statements running through your head about how you feel? Like, ask yourself, how am I feeling about myself right now? Like, be honest with yourself. Really think about it. How am I feeling? Am I feeling some frustrations? Am I feeling some negativity towards myself? How am I really, really feeling? Write these things down. Put them in two columns. Really assess how many are my negative thinking, my negative thoughts about my family, about myself, about my life, about my financial situation, about business, about anything. Is that negative column, does it outweigh the positive column? Are there some definite thought processes that you are going through right now that perhaps aren't the best? Something to think about, right? Something to think about, something to just do the assessment. figure out where am I at? What are some of the areas that I need to change? It's the same as going through your home to do your spring cleaning. You go into the rooms and you kind of stand there for a minute and you look at everything in that room and you go, how do I feel about these things? Do I need that? Do I use that? Right now, we have in our home, and I'm just talking personal, I'm letting you into our personal space here. We have several speakers, stereo speakers, that we have had for a very long time. And for those of you who purchased major speaker systems 25, 30 years ago, you know that the subwoofers and the tower speakers and all of these different, the speaker system, they were huge compared to what they are now. It just amazes me. I have Sonos throughout the house. Right now, this is not the speakers I'm talking about. I have invested in the Sonos speakers. I love them. They're very high quality. They're maybe not as high quality as the Bose speaker system, but they're pretty stinking close. And, you know, they run on an app on my phone and I can sync them all together and listen to my brain music or whatever, right, as I'm working. But what's really cool about them is the size. They're so compact and so small, and yet they produce better sound than the old tower speakers that we had. So my husband's doing an indoor project. My husband's doing this kind of indoor project, closing off a wall and making himself an indoor office. And we're in the process of doing this. We're moving some of the furniture around. And part of what was in our dining room, just sitting in the corner, were these speakers that aren't even connected. They're not even used. They do not serve us in any way, shape, or form. Not only are they not connected, they're obsolete, right? They're not going to produce the sound a speaker that was created, even though it was a very high quality speaker system 25 years ago, it's not going to produce the quality of music that we have in our current system. So what are those doing in the house? We don't need them, but they're things that have been here for the last 10 years, completely unused. So I want you to think about that same concept in your brain, right? Think about that same concept. Identify those things that need to go out of your brain. Maybe they're thought processes that have just been hovering around for a while and they're just not serving you. They're just not, it's just clutter. So we had talked about literally going through your brain, just like you would go through your house, and identifying those things that you need to get rid of, that you need to clear out. The next thing that you do is, when you do this in real life, is like I did with the clothes, right? I bag it up. I've got it sitting there ready to go to the car, to go off to Goodwill, to where I'm going to drop them off. And it's interesting. I could get stuck at this point. I still have work to do on my spring cleaning, right? I have to literally put it in my car and drop it off. I can't just leave it sitting there in a pile, or else it's still cluttering our space, our living space, right? It's the same thing with your brain to get rid of it. You've gone through, you've identified, you've taken the steps to identify what needs to be changed. Now you've got to put all of those negative thoughts or those thoughts that are not good for you, put them in a figurative bag, so to speak, and get rid of it. Get rid of it. So how do you do that? This is always, as I go to the end of the show, you know, I always like to do those tips. Well, here's your tips. Okay? Here's your tips. I want for you to really take action steps. Action, do things physically, do things mentally, that are going to help you complete your spring cleaning. You've identified it. You're going to bag it up and get rid of it. How do you do that? Well, the first tip that I always give people is to literally get physical, right? Get physical. When you find out, if you find out that you're too negative, that there's too much negative chatter in your brain going on, clutter you need to get rid of, I want you to get out and move. Because the first thing you want to do is you want to do things, incorporate things in your life that are going to automatically create a happier state of mind, right? A healthier, happier state of mind. It's the same thing with going through and dusting your house, right? You're making it healthier to live in. Well, when you are doing something like getting physical, you are literally creating a healthier space in your brain, because you're increasing the endorphins in your brain by that physical activity. You all know one of my favorite quotes is by Elle Woods of Legally Blonde. Her whole defense for her client was that she couldn't kill someone because she was an exercise guru. Exercise makes you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands, right? It's the same thing with changing the chemistry in your brain. It is really hard to think negative if your brain is not producing positive neurochemistry. So you got to shift that neurochemistry. Fastest way to do that, the fastest way to do that is to exercise. Go for a walk. If you're blessed like me, where you live in a you know, rural community, we live in the foothills of North, trails all around us. We live in green spaces. I can literally walk for miles right outside my front door in green spaces, which is the best place for your brain to walk. That instantly is going to change it's going to shift your brain chemistry. You're going to create endorphins in your brain. And if you do this on a regular basis, it is going to become a habit. And that habit is one of the habits in my Change Your Mind, habits for a healthy lifestyle and mind, or life and mind. When you do this, when you create the habit, it becomes a regular part of your activity. And that in turn becomes a regular, healthy emotion feeding to your brain, because you've got your brain working with you. It's creating the endorphins that is going to help you to have a healthier, happier mindset. So it's helping right there with the spring cleaning. In a kind of a step to getting out and getting physical is actually getting dirty, actually digging in the dirt. I've shared many times they identified, it's been probably a couple decades now, an actual bacteria, a positive bacteria that's in the dirt that creates endorphins in your brain. This is why some people just get so happy when they're out there gardening. This is what you need to do. And if you don't live where you have, you know, you live in an apartment, you live in a condo, you live in a place where you can't do a lot of work outside in the garden, then get planter boxes, right? Get things where you can benefit from getting your hands in the dirt, just in a normal pot, planted pot, and go out to the country and find some real dirt, right? Some real dirt. Mix that in there. That's literally going to help to change the brain chemistry into this positive endorphin producing activity. Okay, so that's step one. Get dirty, get physical, get going, do things that are going to help have your brain support you in your spring cleaning, right? Because it's going to help you. It's going to move those endorphins. All right. Second thing that I want you to do is I want you, the same as you made that list of the positive and negatives, I want you to now take some time and meditate. And you can do this daily. This is something you can do every single day. List the positives in your life. Think about the positives. Focus on the positives. You know, do you have a positive relationship? Three amazing grown men who they're just amazing sons. There's something no matter when I think about it, think about them, it puts a smile on my face. It puts me in a positive way of thinking. We have even just my dog, even just my animals, they're a positive. There's something I'm thankful for in my life. They're a positive influence in my life. And that's not even getting into the fact that I can breathe, the fact that I live where I live, the fact that I, you know, my brain's still working, right? I started a physical program, I'm trying to get this, whip this body in shape. I started that a couple of months ago. I've got all kinds of positive, things that are happening in my body because of that. What can you list in your life that's positive? And even if you feel currently that the negatives in your life outweigh the positives, you're still going to list and focus on the positives, because the more you list them, if you do this every single day, there's actually been research. If you just do general research on meditation or gratitude journals, you will find that there is scientific, neuroscientific research that has been done that backs up how healthy it is for your brain and even your body. Because, you know, I've talked about that psychoneuroimmunology, the connection between your thought process, chemistry in your brain, your immune system, how healthy it is across the board when you're keeping a gratitude journal, when you're listing the positive things. Because what happens is you're constantly pulling to the forefront of your brain the positives, the positives, the positives over and over again, and you do that day in and day out, it becomes your way of thinking. See where that, how beneficial that can be? So that's your next step. List the positives every single day. At the end of the day, go through, and I don't care if the positive was that you did your workout today, that you got to go for your walk today, that you took 5 minutes to play fetch with your dog, or your kids, better yet, if you have young kids at home. Think about those positives. Maybe it was the I love you your spouse said to you when they left this morning. My husband, it's getting into that time of year. My husband's a pool builder. He builds swimming pools. And so once, as soon as that nice weather hits, oh my goodness, right? The phone is off the hook. And so he gets up, he's up before dawn, and he's leaving this morning, and he comes in, and my man always gives me a kiss goodbye. Always gives me a kiss goodbye. If he doesn't, I know something's wrong. But he comes in, and even though it woke me up early, that's okay. He gave me a little kiss on my forehead to say goodbye. I love that. What a positive thing. If that's the only positive thing that goes on for me today, if that's what I write down at the end of the day, what am I doing? What am I going to bed with? What is my brain going to bed with? My brain is going to sleep focusing on the positive. You see how that's going to spring clean your brain? It's going to shift the way you think. It's going to shift the way you think. Surround yourself with positive things and positive people. Positive things could be positive notes. I love Post-it notes. Absolutely love Post-it notes. I think they're brilliant. I have Post-it notes in every single size and shape you can possibly think of, because I use them in my business all the time. But they're great to put throughout your home. They're great to put in your car. They're great. Like, literally write just positive words. One of my, as I close up my mind-blowing, life-transforming weekend that I do, the next one will be in January of 2020. They're like big major productions, so we're moving them out to just once a year. When I do these weekends, I finish it up. The last session, people are just shouting out to me positive words. And I have, like I said, I've got Post-it notes in every size and shape. And I have these Post-it notes that are like, I think they're like about 6 inches by 4 inches, right? And I will write the words on these Post-it notes as people are shouting them out to me. And then I have assistants that run around, they put them all up on the wall. And it is one of the most amazing things to experience. I have done these events with 5 people in the room, and I have done these events with dozens of people in the room, right? And it has the same effect every time. You can feel the kinetic energy in the room. You can feel it shift. You can feel it. It goes from one extreme to the next. Like it's a pretty somber, heavy, it is mind-blowing, because it's a lot of heavy neuroscience that I share with people over the weekend. A lot of deep thinking that people do not only on how can they apply the information in their business, but how can they, you know, how can they change their mindset in their personal life? So it's kind of this like heavy, lots of stuff go on the weekend. And then this shifts it. This finishes up the weekend in such a positive note, because you can hear in the tone of the voices of people shouting out the words, going from kind of this baseline monotone to up. They're excited, they're energized, because the more they're literally surrounded by these positive words, the more they're saying these, and these are just words. These are not sayings, these are not sentences. They're just positive words, single words. The shift is incredible. It's incredible. So do this with your life. Put the post-it notes in different places with just positive words, right? In addition to that, I do have a lot of positive sayings on my walls. Move them around. When you do, I tell people, your brain's really funny, because your brain, once it sees the same thing over and over again, it doesn't notice it as much anymore. You know, think about driving home from work. You take the same, if you're taking the same, I tell people, mix it up to create different brain, you know, different brain connections, you know, and it stretch your brain muscle. But when you're doing the same thing over and over again, you can wind up driving up into your driveway and you're like, man, I don't even remember half the drive. I don't even remember driving past the bank or driving past the monument, right? You don't even remember it, because your brain, you're just thinking about things, and your brain knows so well how to get home. It just, you just automatically, you make all the right turns. So you don't notice these things in the environment around you. It's the same thing in your office or in your house. If I tell people, your vision board, move them monthly, move them weekly, move the vision board around the room. With the signs, if you've got positive sayings on the wall, switch them out. You know, if you've got one in the living room, or what, I've got like, how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got 9 of them on my wall. Move them around, right? Switch them around. Do things that you can do to surround yourself with positive things. Literally the stuff that you have around you, make sure that it's very positive. It's very positive. If you've got a vision board, freshen it up. It's spring. Freshen it up. Throw something new on there, right? Okay, let's see. We talked about getting physical. We talked about surrounding with positive. Oh, positive people as well, right? Surround yourself with positive people as well. If you find that there's somebody in your life, in your relationships, that brings you down, limit your connection with them. Limit it. Like, it doesn't, I'm not saying if that person is a family member, you just don't talk to the family member. That's not what I'm talking about. But you are, what's that saying? You're the sum of the 5 people that you hang around with the most. That's what you are. So if you're constantly hanging around with people that are talking negative, you know, limit it. Limit it. Be protective of your brain space, right? Okay, so there's that. Put into practice better ways of managing stress. That's going to help your brain remain on positive. So this is going to be things like deep breathing, do deep breathing exercises every day. And I'm not talking about deep breathing exercises that you do when you're sweating to the oldies, you know, when you're doing your workout. I'm talking about literally taking a few moments several times a day. I do it throughout the day. Whenever I feel that tension building up in my neck, you know, I'll roll my shoulders. I'll take a really deep breath, stand in that power pose. You know about the power position, the body power position. Roll your shoulders, open up your rib cage, take really deep breaths, do 5 or 6 of them, and just be quiet for about 30 seconds, right? Just let it, that's going to help you reduce stresses in your life, which is going to help you with spring cleaning your brain. Do mindful meditation, right? We've talked about mindful meditation on the program before and the benefit to your brain chemistry. Do walk things through in your mind. Think things through. If you've got something negative that pops up, you've got a negative thing that just keeps running through your brain, walk it through. Identify, why am I saying this to myself? Why am I thinking this? Why does this keep going through my brain? What is the key? Walk it through and get rid of what you need. Put in the bag to take out whatever you need to take out. Walk it through. You might even consider taking up a really cool hobby. If your brain is really in a negative state of mind on a regular business, a hobby that might put you around other positive people, a hobby of something, you know, maybe it's art classes. at the local community center. Maybe it's pottery classes. You know, go down to your local craft store. Maybe it's whatever it is, whatever that hobby is. Maybe it's golf. I don't know. You know, take up something that's going to give bring you that enjoyment. It's going to give you that happy space in your brain. All right. Now, there's many more. I've got the Change Your Mind program actually currently consists of 22 actionable habits that you can create. And they are, you know, constantly growing because neuroscience finds something new. All right. So there's more to it. If you want more information on anything that I've talked about today, then send me an email. Shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. And we'll talk. Put in the category, you know, put in the subject, put in the show topic, sprinkling it for your brain. Put that in the subject. Then that way I'm going to know what it's referring to. Maybe you heard the commercial about the Your Best Mind certification program. You're interested in that? Then shoot me an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com. By the way, all of this information is on the show page. If you like the content that I share on the Brain Lady Speaks show, please go hit like and thumbs up, right? Share, follow the show. Go to brainladyspeaks.com or brainladyspeaksradioshow.com, because I think the Brain Lady Speaks, we've got issues with that link. Go to brainladyspeaksradioshow.com and click follow. Follow us, like us, share it on social media. Let's really get this message of this neuroscience. Let's get it out there. I'm just a voice for a lot of the neuroscientists and a lot of the research that is being done by these amazing people. Let's keep this information going. So if you like the show, click like button, share to your favorite social media places and follow the program. So you'll get notification every time I post a show. All righty. If you want any information, you have ideas, maybe you read something, right? Maybe you read something somewhere that you just thought was amazing. You're like, Julie, put this on. I got to get this on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Reach out to me. Talk to me.
Amazing advice, right? Some great tips from our Brain Lady. So I just wanted to clarify a few things here, since it has been 5 years. BrainLadySpeaks.com is the home of the podcast that is up and running, so feel free to visit there to check out all of the episodes. And you can, of course, find Brain Lady Speaks on any of your major podcast platforms. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us. You can reach Julie at info@yourbestmindllc.com. And she is Brain Lady Julie on pretty much all of your social medias, including TikTok. Check her out. And all of these links will, of course, be in the show notes. So I will finish this off the way that our Brain Lady likes to finish her podcasts. Have everybody take a nice deep breath. And go out there, whatever you are doing this beautiful spring morning, and simply enjoy every moment. We'll see you next time.